Talmina Mechina. It's a big kavod that the Torah Vedas Rosh Yeshiva agreed to come be mishtatef in this siyum. The reason why it's a kavod is because his being matriach himself to come, that itself is a kavod ha-Torah. But I would like that the Simon and all of us who have a din Simon, as Rabbi Cook said, we should understand the kavod that the Torah Vedas Rosh Yeshiva is giving us. Besides the reality that he's a Talmud Chacham Muflig, and those of us who had the tainug ruchni of hearing the shir today can attest to the klarkeit and the kayach hasbara and the geshmak and learning. He's also Rosh Yeshiva of Torah Vedas, which those of us who know the history of Torah in this country know that before it was fashionable to have yeshivas, the premier yeshiva in the 15-20 years before the war was Yeshiva Torah Vedas, and from that yeshiva came out so much Harbatzos Torah that we are beneficiaries of, that the entire Olam HaTorah is beneficiaries of that yeshiva. He's also an einikol of Reb Chaim Brisker. It's hard for us to imagine and to even understand what Reb Chaim did for us. But all of our learning, all of our Havanas HaTorah is mevusas, it's based on the Mahalach that Reb Chaim gave over to his Talmidim, and the Iker time that Reb Chaim said Shiurim and gave over to his G'dayli Talmidim was in the 1880s. And now we stand here 140 years later, and Pashat, we wouldn't have a Yad V'Regel in Havanas HaTorah without it. And this Talmud Chacham who carries Pashat the Malchus HaTorah, that he agreed to come and be Mechabed all of us and Befrat the Mesaimim, that itself is an unbelievable expression of a Kavod HaTorah, and it's indeed a pleasure and an honor to ask the Torah Vedas Rosh Yeshiva to give us the Vibracha.
The Shus, Rami of Rosh Yeshiva, thank you very much for the warm words. I hope I won't disappoint you after such a Varma Hakdama. We're here, we gather to celebrate the Siyum, learning a Masechta, a large chelik of the Masechta. As Rav Kook mentioned earlier, what's the makar of a Siyum? The Gemara in Shabbos, famous Gemara, the Gemara says, Omar Abaye Tesili, the Chichazin Atsurve Mirabona, the Sholim Masechta, when he would see a Talmud Chacham who finished a Masechta, Avina Yemetav al Rabona. But Talmidim, he'd make for all the Talmidim, for the whole yeshiva, he'd make a siyum. What's this inyan of making a siyum for all the Talmidim? As Rav Kook mentioned earlier also, that even for those who are not Messiahim, it's a big simcha. What's the simcha? Mefarshim bring it, believe it, the Ramon is Akdama to Teiras Oila. The Messiahim say all of the 10 sons of Rapapa. Rapapa had sent 10 sons, G'dayli Amorayim. Why was Rav Papa zoiche to this, and why do we say it by a siyum? Explain as follows. Rav Papa was an usher, as we know from the Gemara, but Metziah Trosha de Rav Papa, he had a beer business. And Rav Papa used to sponsor all the siyumim. All the siyumim in yeshiva was sponsored by Rav Papa. Here the Gemara talks about Abaye, but besides Abaye, Rav Papa used to sponsor all the siyumim. And in the schus of Rav Papa sponsoring all the siyumim, he was zoiche to have 10 children, G'dayli Amorayim. And that's why we mentioned it by a siyum, because a siyum was Rav Papa's mitzvah. But what is the mitzvah of a siyum? So a siyum really expresses avas haTorah. A simcha and ava go hand in hand, as the Rambam explains at the end of Hilchos Lulav. The Rambam says, what's the mitzvah of simchas lulav usmachtem lifnei Hashem elokeichem shivas yamim? So the Rambam, shutziva be'ava sokeil, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvah is to be sameach, and really the mitzvah is ahava. Ava and simcha go together. If a person loves something, it causes him to be happy, and a person is happy because he loves something. So simcha and ava go together. When a person comes to the Beis HaMikdash and he's noitel lulav, when a person has the simcha's Beis HaShe'eva, it expresses his ava Hashem to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and ava and simcha go hand in hand, as mevur in the Ram at the end of Hilchos Lulav. So therefore, a siyum, which is a simcha, expresses our ahavas haTorah. In Masechtas Kala Rabosi, it says, "V'ahavta es Hashem alikecha, kayadua es." Is always l'rabois. What's the ribui of es? L'rabois es haTorah. There's a special mitzvah to love the Torah. And any person who gets involved in limud haTorah, mimeila he'll love the Torah, the ziskei to the Torah, Torah Hashem Tamima, Meshivas Nafesh, Pikudei Hashem Mishorim, Sam Chelei. The siyum expresses our avas haTorah. That's one inyan of the siyum. Mimeila, doesn't make a difference if it's me or it's someone else, but the fact that someone is learning, that expresses ava, as the Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Avram Avinu was called Avram Oyhavi. Why is he called Oyhavi? He was Ma'ayev Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al-Abriya, says the Ram. If you love something, you want to share it with others. And if somebody who loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wants to share the Shem HaShem and the existence, the Metzias HaBoyri, with others. So Avram Avinu was Mefarsim, the Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olam Lohea Misha Kroi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Odoin. Ad Shebo Avram Ukro Odoin, Avram Avinu was Ma'ayev and expressed the Ava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through telling people and being Mefarsim Shem HaShem in the world. This is before it's called Avram Oyavi. So if a person loves the Torah, he needs to share it with others, and he wants to make a siyum for someone else who learned also. However, there's another inyan here also. Rabbi Leo Dushnitzer, Talmud of the Chafetz Chaim, writes in his Sefer, Nachlas Leo, brings from the Chafetz Chaim, what's the inyan of a siyum? Chafetz Chaim zogt azoy. Sedo limur haTorah, and sedo limur haTorah lishmo. What does it mean that you're learning lishmo? So kayadur of Chaim Valojner, Nefesh HaChaim, and Shar Dalet, and in Ruach Chaim, at the beginning of Perek Vov, and Pirkei Avos, he explains, based on the Rosh, it means Lashem HaTorah. And in Ruach Chaim, he expands on this a little bit more. Lashem HaTorah means that a person is learning not only because he wants to know Torah, but he's learning because he wants the Torah to be known. He wants the Torah shouldn't be left kaviyochel on its own. The Torah shouldn't be muznach. The Torah shouldn't be left in a corner in a keren zobis. He wants to be made in the karnish of Torah. He's learning for the sake of the Torah. He mainly wants to know the Torah. He wants to know kol haTorah kula. And he wants that the Torah should have chidush haTorah, the l'shem the Torah, not only for himself, for the sake of the Torah itself. Zogt Chafetz Chaim, how do you know if a person is learning lishma or is learning shaloi lishma? What's the way to test it? Very pushy. If the person learns himself, but he doesn't care if other people learn, so then he's learning for himself. However, if the person wants that others should learn, so then we know that he's learning for the Torah. He wants that the Torah should be vibrant. The Torah should develop into gevaldik u'mayor d'kechidush haTorah. So it's not only him. Whoever can learn Torah, the more loim de Torah there are, so then the happier he is, and the more he will be excited because there are other people also learning Torah. The inyan of a siyum, says the Chafetz Chaim, is to show and demonstrate that limud haTorah is lishma. We're learning Torah lishma. It's not only for us. We're sharing with other people. We're happy that other people learn. Therefore, the Limud haTorah lishma is expressed in such an oifen. There's a Torah Chaim in Bav Metzia that says as follows. It's famous Gemara Nedarim. The Gemara says, Alma Avda Haaretz, the Churban Abayis, no one knew why. Alma Avda Haaretz, why was the Beis HaMikdash Charev? Shalu LaChachamim VeLaNeviim, and no one knew until They got the answer in Hashemayim, Shalai Berchu Batayra Tchilu. That was the answer, Shalai Berchu. They didn't say Berchu Batayra. And all the Mepharshim starting from the Ran didn't, don't, they say, what's Pshat in the Gemara? Gemara says, Allah Ozvam is Tayrasi, means Shalai Berchu Batayra Tchilu. Berchu Batayra? How long does it take to make a Berchu Batayra? They didn't say Berchu Batayra. Why was that so significant, and why didn't they say Berchu Batayra? Many, many Pshatim were said. The Torah's Chaim is B'metziyadat Pehei Zot Azoi. What do we say in Birk Satoru? V'arim no Hashem Elokeinu Zivis Roscha B'finu Fifir Sancha B'is Yisrael V'niya Anachnu V'tzetzoeinu. Some say V'tzetzoe Tzetzoeinu Kulonu Yoidei Shemecha. So they didn't say the Birk Satoru. Of course they said the Birk Satoru. They didn't internalize the lessons of Birk Satoru. What's the lesson of Birkas HaTorah? That not only I should learn Torah, but kulonu yoidei shemecha, everyone and every member of Klal Yisrael should be zoicha to learn. I don't want to only learn for myself, because it's not about me, it's not about me learning. It's about the Torah. It's about the Torah being learned. V'niya anachnu v'tzetzoeinu v'tzetzoeamcha beis Yisrael kulonu yoidei shemecha. That's what they didn't want. They were learning for themselves. They didn't care if other people learned. They didn't want to share it with other people. That's what it means. They left the Torah, meaning they were doing it for themselves. But somebody who learns Torah lishma and he cares about the Torah, it's l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu and l'shem the Torah. As that person, he also says kulanu yoyde shemecha. He wants that everyone should learn. And the oisfir of the bracha, the conclusion is v'loim de sarasecha lishma. If it's kulanu yoyde shemecha, v'the chavetz chayim zok, v'meil it's v'loim de sarasecha lishma. When we say by the siyum, hadran aloch masechta v'abakama v'dayta chalon l'nisnashim minon, l'nisnashim minon, we're talking to the masechta. We shouldn't forget you, you shouldn't forget us. We're talking to the Masechta, because the Inyan of Asiyam is an Inyan to demonstrate the limud of Torah Lishmo. We're learning Lishema Torah. We're not learning for ourselves. We're learning in order for the Torah to be learned, in order for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah to be manig us in the world, in order for the Torah to develop Chidush Torah. It's Lishema Torah, it's not for us. If it's not for us, so then Mimela we could talk to the Gemara. The Gemara is the Iker. That is the point of the Siyum, and Mimela, that's why we address the Gemara, Kilu was a living being. So these are two inyanim, really, in the Siyum Masechta. One is to express, to demonstrate our Ahavas HaTorah, and secondly, to demonstrate that we're learning Torah Lishma. And the truth is that they're both intertwined, that of course somebody who learns Lishma, or somebody who has Ahavas HaTorah, goes together. If you love the Torah, you learn Lishma. If you learn Lishma, you love the Torah. Both inyanim and asiyim really intertwine into one inyan of loving the Torah and learning the Torah Lishma. This is not nocha inyan, the Gabi asiyim. Rashi, in Masechta Shabbos, and the Gemara says, Omer Abaye Tesili Dechichazina Tzurim Rabbon Dechol Masechta Avinu Yermetovel Rabbonon. Rashi adds on one word. Dechol Masechta, says Rashi, Shegorso. The question is, what does Rashi want? What is it? Tesili Dechichazina Tzurim Rabbonon Dechol Masechta Havi Avinu Yermetovel Rabbonon. What's fell? What's missing? He finished the Masechta. So Rashi, Shegorso. What does Rashi want? So first we have to understand what is Rashi saying before we can explain what Rashi wants. What is Rashi saying, Shegorsa? We know there are two different types of learning. There's Girsa and there's Svara. The Gemara says, Omar Abaye, I believe, La'olam ligmor inish v'hoda lispar. First you should learn the text, what it says. You should know the Gemaris. And then you should learn Svara. Because if you say svaras before you know what it says, the svaras taken off kaparis. The svaras are not svaras. You have to first know v'shteit, ligmarish v'ado lizbar. I'm sorry, ligris inish v'ado lizbar. First girsa, and then svar. Girsa means learning the text, right? If you change a girsa, what does it mean you're changing a girsa? Because the girsa means vashtei the text, the words of the Gemara, the words of the Mishnah. Lo'ilam ligrois inish v'ada lizbar. First girsa, then svara. Before you learn svara, you have to know girsa. So Rashi is saying the sholim masechta shegarsa, which means he learned the words of the masechta. So what's Rashi saying? So I believe the pshat in Rashi is as follows. Rashi was bothered by a kasha. Rashi was bothered. How can you finish a masechta? Is it shaykh to finish a masechta? The Torah is arucha meretz mida urchava miniyam. You learned the Gemara now, and then you're going to learn it over again, and you're going to learn it over again, and over again, and every time you learn it, you see Pninim and Margolius coming out of the same blood Gemara, Ma'atino Kolzman, Sheyoinek, Moitse Taimim Shoinim, Bedad, Kach Divri Torah. Every time you learn, you see something new. It's the same blood Gemara, the same Rashi, the same Tosfos, the same Rashbub, and every time you see something else. Because the Torah is Arucha Meretz Mido Chava Miniyam. So how is it shaykh to finish a masechta? You didn't finish it. What about the chiddush that you're going to say next time? You didn't learn that. Maybe you missed a kenech in the Rabbi Kiva Eger. So how can you finish a masechta? So why was Abaye making a suda? How can you make a siyam? So Rashi Shagar, so you can't make a siyam. You can't finish a masechta. It's impossible to finish a masechta be'etzer. But you can be goyris a masechta. You can learn the words in the Gemara. You can learn what it says. And know every single shita. What does Abaye say? What does Rabbi say? What does Rabbi Meir say? What does Rabbi Yehuda say? You can know the words of the Gemara, shegarsa. But the Ian, the Svara, it's not possible to finish a masechta. You can't make a siyam on Svara because you'll never finish it. It's a lifelong arbet, and Ad Yoimoisa, a person is Chayav Ulmot, will never finish the Masechta because the Torah is Arucha Meretz Mido Chava Miniyam. Meil Abaye says, even though all he did was Girsa, he just learned the words, but still Tasi Li, he still made a Siyam because that's the only way he can Messiah. Now you know the words of the Masechta. My bracha to the Messiah is first, you should grow in Avasa Torah. And learning Torah Lishma. Zweitens, you learn the Masechta, you will Goyers the Masechta. Punkt Bishteit in Rashi was Garsa, Gemara with Rashi. Gemara with Rashi, that's Garsa. Could be even with Tosfos is Garsa. But in the future, you have many, many years to learn and to grow and to Shtaik. You should continue learning this Masechta and many other Masechtas, not only to be Girsa, but also b'svar, to learn more be'ian, now that you know it, now that you are goras, you'll be zoiche to be sovar. If somebody is goras properly, and you took b'chinas, and you know it, and you chazer it again and again, you'll be zoiche taka lizbor. The siyum that you make now is just a siyum on the garsa, just the beginning. After this, you're capable of taka really learning, and taka being able to understand the Gemara and grow and learn again and again and again, till you see that it's taka not really shayach to make a siyum. It's shayach to make a siyum on the girsa. But on more than that, it's all arucha meretz midor chava miniyam. I just want to conclude with one thought. That's nageya tabachim in bein hazmanim. You're going now for a prolonged Bein Hazmanim. We know in this week's parsha, it talks about the mitzvah of tzitzis. There's a mitzvah, Re'isem Oysayu Zechartim, is called mitzvah Hashem. You're supposed to see the tzitzis. The smak counts as a separate mitzvah, to see the tzitzis. What's the meaning of seeing the tzitzis? Stay in the pasuk, Re'isem Oysayu Zechartim, is called mitzvah Hashem. The Vilna Goyim in Shulchan Aruch on the Din, where it says the tzitzis is supposed to be visible, he quotes a Gemara in the Tosfos. The Gemara in Menachos Daf from Gimel Amud Beis says as follows: Tanya Hoy Rabbi Meir Oymer, Godol Oinchoy Shel Lavan Yosim Oinchoy Shel Tcheles. If a person doesn't wear Lavan, the white strings of the tzitzis, so the punishment is greater than if he doesn't wear Tcheles. Moshe Lema Dover Doimer, the Melech Bosa Vedom Shomer Lishnei Avodov. He had two slaves. Le'echad Amo Havili Choysim Shel Pit. One, he told them, bring me a stamp made out of mud. Ula'acher, la'echad amar havi li chaisim shel zav, bring me a stamp made out of gold. Upashu shneim v'lo heviyu, and they both didn't bring it. Ezem en onshe merube, who's going to be punished harsher? Havayoy me'ezesh amar lo'i havi li chaisim shel tit v'lo heviyu. Bringing a chaisim of gold is expensive, it's not so easy, so he doesn't get punished as harshly. Somebody who doesn't bring a chaisim shel tit, that's easy. So if he doesn't do it, he gets a harsher punishment. So too, tchelas is an expensive thing. So if somebody doesn't wear tchelas, his punishment is less than somebody doesn't wear lava. That's the Gemara. What does this have to do with wearing the tzitzis out or having the tzitzis visible? Zok the Tosfos. Choysim shel tit. Masha medame choysim shel tit le tzitzis. Why is the Gemara giving a mashal with the shtempel, a stamp of a eved for tzitzis? Shekein oisin lavodim. Vatzitzis made al Yisrael shim avdi akodesh baruch hu ki de isa perik ba meisha kavla da avdi tzman. Since tzitzis is the choysom avdus of klal Yisrael, so mimeila the Gemara is midame tzitzis to a choysom of an eved. So there's a master who told his avodim to bring me a choysom. One is a choysom shel zav, one a choysom shel tit. The equivalent is our choysim, which is tzitzis. Tchelis is the choysim shel zav, and lavan is the choysim shel tit. The goyim brings the shtickle of Gemara. This is why a person's tzitzis needs to be visible. What the goyim is saying is that the tzitzis needs to be visible not only because ureisem oisi uzecharetim is called mitzvah Hashem. It's not only for us to remember that we should keep mitzvahs, and the Gemara tells stories that there are amoraim, that we're going to do an Aveira, and that Rachman al-Itzlan, and the tzitzis save them. It's not only that. It's a demonstration that we're Avdi Hashem. An Eved doesn't conceal his stamp. It's worthless. The Eved, it needs to be visible. You need to see that he's an Eved. So Mimela, just like the tzitzis is a choysim shel tit, so too, we need to make our tzitzis visible and demonstrate it, that it should be noticeable. This is the choysim shel tit. We are avdei Hashem, and this is our stamp. This is our shtempel. As mimeila, we can learn from this parsha, a bacher leaves yeshiva. So when you're in yeshiva, you have your rebbe, and you have your mashgiach, and you have your parents, and you have the Gemara, and the Ruach of the Chaverim. That all keeps a Bacher going, keeps his level of learning, his level of Yerushalayim. When you go away, whatever the program that you're going to, whatever it is, it's not a yeshiva, and it's not the same thing as a yeshiva. The lesson you need to learn from this week's parsha, from tzitzis, is that tzitzis is a choysim shel tit. A person is an Eved Hashem who walks around with the choysim wherever he is. And it's tzitzis, and it's not only the tzitzis, it's internalizing the lesson of being an Eved Hashem. And being an Eved Hashem means in all situations. An Eved is an Eved wherever he is. It doesn't make a difference if he's here or he's there. If you're in yeshiva or you're not in yeshiva, it's all the same. Doesn't make a difference. In Eved, you walk around with the tzitz, you walk around with the choysim shel tit. Wherever you are, you're walking around with it. And this comes from the limud that you had a whole year, a limud that you had in the yeshiva. You grew together, you learned together, you were zoich to misayim, a masechta, or a large chelik of the masechta that instilled in everyone avas atayr and yir shamayim and limud atayr lishma. Take this masechta and go with it to wherever you're going to spend the next few weeks, to be able to realize that this made me into a stronger Eved Hashem. My choysim shel tit will not be broken no matter where I am, and no matter what situation I'll be in. You have the choysim shel tit, it should be visible. You should be proud of being a ben Torah, proud of being a yeshiva bacher, proud of learning in this yeshiva, which as Rabbi Yosef said before, Tarvidas was Mamet Talmidim for many years. The second yeshiva right after that was Ner Yisrael. A few years later, they also were Mamet Talmidim, L'Roiv, L'Roiv. So you should go with it, and you have the Choysim Shel Tid, and it should all be Zoichet, Teshtaik, and grow in Torah and Yerushalayim.